News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert in the studio this morning is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital here, one of our marketing consultants. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good for Monday. I'm
Happy
having a good
Monday.
Morning.
How come we only talk on Monday?
I don't know.
How come it's always Monday? We always have to start with that. Monday. We're talking on Wednesday, you know?
Well, that's true. We could try to mix it up. But
Schedule. Other people are in charge of that.
Well, Brian has recently joined our team here at ADX Digital, and you're not from around these parts, are you?
Can you tell?
Where are you from?
No, we moved here from Oregon.
Wow.
Which is not Oregon.
It's not Oregon. Oregon?
Say Oregon.
Okay.
I
might say Oregon.
I was wearing my Oregon Duck hat over the weekend around on Saturday.
Go.
Just
how'd
to
that go?
See. I said to my wife, bingo card has somebody says something to me about my Oregon Duck hat. And sure enough, walking out of a place, this guy walked by, and he didn't say anything right in front of us. It kind of surprised me. One of those where you're walking out, and the person's coming in, you're almost bumming. But about 10 feet away, I can hear him mumbling, Oregon, guy in an Oregon hat. I hate Oregon.
Yeah, that's what happens to me when I have my Georgia dog hat on. I hear the grumbling.
Oh,
although
man.
They're a little more vocal with me, I think.
And I was like, and my wife goes, oh, bingo card, bingo. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, about that.
That's
anyway,
okay. You got Dan.
Don't hold it against me, please. Yeah,
I don't. See, you got Dan Lanning. He's one of my favorite coaches.
Yeah,
he came from Georgia. We kind of root for our folks, you know. So I'm really happy that he's been so successful there.
I'm glad we can find some common ground.
I love him. I think he's terrific.
Thank God for that field goal. That's all.
Yeah, there you go.
Man.
So we got to get back to business now.
Okay,
we're talking
about
ADX Digital and all the opportunities that are available for
yes.
your business. Oh, real quick, before we do that, happy birthday to the Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps' 250th anniversary today.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. So thank you for your service and thanks to everyone that's been involved over the 250 years. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So ADX Digital, what does that mean when we talk about digital advertising?
Well, I was really excited this morning to talk to you about a couple of ideas that have come up in some proposals that have been putting together and some really good ideas. Because
mm-hmm.
we sit down sometimes, one of these times what I want to do is have you say, okay, this business, like just throw like complete just ideas out. Like
okay.
that business, this target audience, what do I do?
Okay.
It'd be
yeah.
fun, right?
Yeah, I would love
but
to do that.
But we kind of do that around here. So we have super duper smart people on our team that we can sit down. We go, okay, here's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? So here's the challenge, okay? We have a resort here in town, you might know,
mm-hmm.
that we have one or two.
Right.
Where people come from far and wide.
Yes.
Okay. So the challenge was, hey, our audience, the target audience for us
mm-hmm.
drives 200 to 300 miles to come see us. They come from Louisiana. They come
oh,
from
yeah.
Tennessee. They come from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to attract them to our location. Now, if you were to, so this, another title for this episode could be Inside Pensacola, Outside Pensacola.
Right.
Like the arc, the arch.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it geographically, like mm-hmm. the half circle outside,
sure.
almost called it the donut, but
well,
half
the southeast
a donut
is typically our market. Driving
right.
market.
Now, some people really want to hit Pensacola hard,
mm-hmm.
and that's great. We could talk about it. We're going to talk about that, too. But if you're talking about an audience that's 200 or 300 miles away, and you draw that half circle around Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
you're covering a great deal of geography.
Right.
Massive square miles. The audience, no matter how much you dial it in, is going to be overwhelming. In this case, we came back with an audience of like 3 million people.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That fell into the category.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So we sat and go, you just do not have the budget to cover that much ground.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine it would cost a lot of money to target 3 million people with
sure.
your campaign. So here's what we came up with. The resort would definitely have a list of people who has stayed with them.
Of course. Right.
So we can actually advertise to that list. So we
mm-hmm.
can take a database and ping that database with your message to remind them you exist since they've already come to you once. Maybe they will book again.
Right. Come back.
So hit the people that already know you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows a repeat customer is easier to get than a new first-time customer.
Right.
But then.
Oh, here he goes.
Here's the next thing we can do with that. The internet is super smart, and so is AI.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a list of people and then find people who fit the same kinds of interests, behavior, and geography as the list of people that have already stayed with you and hit them as well.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Because if you and I go to the same restaurant at the same time, we have a set of, we fall into an age demographic, an income demographic. Mm-hmm. And as you go around, no matter what you do with your phone, pretty much, you're leaving breadcrumbs. You are telling the internet something about you.
Right.
So you can take this list of the people that have stayed and then take it over and make another list of people that are almost exactly like the list of people that already know about you and advertise your message to them.
That is so specific and so targeted. That's very smart.
And I don't want to go too deep. I don't want to lose anybody in the weeds, but you can, so we can do that inside a circle, say Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can take that way out there and target them anywhere they are, actually.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe even go for, so what if somebody came down from the Northeast or, you know, anywhere in the country, they showed up at your place, you've got their information, then we can ping them no matter where they are. But if you did want to just stay inside a geography where they're more likely to come by, then we can totally do that. Now, this is not selling someone's information that you've gathered through your business, that people, that would be a red flag.
Right.
We're not spamming them.
Mm-hmm.
We are sending them a message inside that database. It's very, very different and should not be considered like, you know, kind of wonky.
Right.
Not doing that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this far and wide concept can work for a lot of different uses. What if your company has locations throughout the Southeast?
Absolutely. So that would be super helpful.
What if you are, let's say you're an attorney and you're licensed in 5 or 6 or 7 states, or if you're a Medicare insurance provider and you're some of the Medicare people that I was looking up, they're licensed in 10, 12 states.
Of course.
Well, how are you going to cover all that ground?
Mm-hmm.
So there, and at ADX Digital, yes, we're in Pensacola, but that doesn't matter if your target audience lives somewhere else.
That's good to know.
Yeah, we can go outside of this area,
that's
anywhere
huge.
In the United States.
Yeah, that's huge.
So again, if you, let's say, and I got some other ideas here too. Let's say you're looking for, let's say you're recruiting for a job opening and you want to get out there into the world somewhere far away.
Mm.
Or you could ping a city. Let's say I'm going to go to Chicago and find, I don't know, my next great IT person.
Right.
We can do that.
Wow.
We're based here, but I mean, we can still do that. So the idea today of inside Pensacola, outside Pensacola, how do you hit a huge geography without completely blowing the budget? And we can do that. And one way to do it is that custom audience match. And then we could take that into a lookalike situation.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what a great tool to have at your disposal for your business. We're going to talk about some more ideas that Brian has and things that you can do to help your business grow with ADX Digital. If you've got a question, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we are talking about ADX Digital this morning with Brian Prowitz. So, Brian, you were talking about that ADX Digital isn't just limited to Pensacola. You're able to reach potential customers outside of the region.
Yeah, and we're talking about if your company has multiple locations, if you're part of a chain, if you're a franchisee, just thinking about if you're licensed in several states, if you cover more ground than just Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, which we really focus on a lot. Although we talk a lot about Baldwin and Okaloosa too. So we kind of have the four counties all nailed down here and we do a lot of work in those areas, but we can also get outside of just Pensacola. And the example we used was a resort that had a list of people who'd stayed there. We can ping that list with the social content in this case. And here's one other element to this. We talk about a thing called website visitor ID. We can add something to your website very simply that will pick up not just, like Google Analytics will tell you how old the person was that hit your website and maybe where they came from and the device, but we actually can go deeper than that, and we can actually get first and last name, address, and other demographic information off of just them coming to your website through a thing called website visitor ID. Here's the other cool thing about it is if you are running a campaign with us and already actively targeting an audience, the people that hit your website will automatically fall into that campaign.
So it's an immediate add-on, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it grows the audience that you're trying to reach.
Great.
And if they've hit your website now, I mean, then they're interested, right? Mm-hmm. We've got them to do something that we have been wanting them to do.
Right.
In other words, converting them on some level. So think about that as well. That's just another little wrinkle here to this big question about inside and outside Pensacola. So other examples that might be good, we were thinking about vacation property management.
Oh.
People traveling from a long way.
That's right.
You got a list. You can use that, and it's not spamming them. This isn't dirty pool.
Right.
This is totally in the rules that we totally can do. So now vacation property management. So we can hit that like display ads, just a relatively simple concept. Display ad. It's like a simple
photo or
graphic.
Just
a graphic that would have a call to action on it.
Mm-hmm.
Rent me.
Right, right.
Visit Florida, whatever we want to say. Right. We can do display, but also social mirror. We talk about social mirror all the time. Social mirror is the concept of taking a post from one of your social platforms and using that content as the ad.
Right.
Which is nice because that means you don't have to create an ad. A lot of people that spin out on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, video is another option for this concept. So we can send a video clip, a 15 or a 30 second video clip, essentially commercial, to your target audience. That can be before, after, during a video that you play on your phone, no matter what. Like if you pop open and see the latest highlight, and there's that 30-second commercial, 15-second commercial plays at the front, we can do that.
Wow.
On just about any website and platform that your people go to. You target them no matter where they go.
Well, and I've noticed just on my phone, just about anything I open now, there's always that front ad, that 15 or 30-second video ad that comes up.
And at first, people were irritated by that and it was new and but the statistics show that a high percentage of people will go through that ad no problem to see whatever it was they wanted to see. It's becoming a lot more common.
That's because they're so targeted to me. So usually it's something I'm kind of interested in, to be honest with you.
And that's part of the game too, is making sure that the content and information in that message fits what the person actually is looking for. So you know, sending a commercial to somebody with no kids about something you would do with kids doesn't make sense.
Right.
So, unless they're grandparents. But that's another show. So, video targeting, very useful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're different, by the way, from broadcast.
Explain the difference. What does that mean?
Well, I won't speak for broadcast, but I will say that we have unlimited inventory. First.
Okay.
Our targeting is more specific. We can drill down specifically to the person you're trying to get to, as opposed to having a good idea of who's watching, but not really being able to really drill in and target that. So the video products that we have as well, which we talk about all the time, include YouTube TV, any connected TV. Right now, I'm sitting here watching four TV screens in the studio, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know if they're attached to cable or if that's all streaming or what, but at your house, those TVs on the wall that are just connected to your modem or router inside your house, we can advertise to those in a great way as well, in a targeted way, which not every digital service provider that you can work with can target the way we can target.
And that's really important because you're not wasting your time and your energy.
Yeah. You
and money.
I've heard of campaigns with no targeting. We're just going to run this thing over here and we don't know who's going to see
it. Throwing it on the wall and hoping it sticks.
Oh my gosh. The whole point of digital advertising is that we can define your audience. Give me who and where.
Right.
We'll find them.
And target it.
And we'll target it, and then we'll show you the results.
Excellent. And you do that, don't you, every month? You give a sense of how many people have seen your ads, that kind of thing. You do a comprehensive report.
Click through. You can see what website they saw your ad on, which is interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that is interesting.
We can get into a whole bunch more detail on that as well on the reporting. And the best part of that is we sell impressions. We sell impressions. So when you buy 100 or 150,000 impressions a month, Mm-hmm. That's what we deliver, and then we show you how many people clicked on the ad.
So if I was interested, who should I call?
Yep, Jeff Wayne's the guy, 850-262-6000. Call Jeff and ask to talk to a digital marketing expert.
And then they'll sit down with you, and it's not necessarily a hard sales pitch. They'll sit down and talk about your business.
No, the first thing we need to do is learn more about your business. Mm-hmm. What is your business? And then who is your audience and where are they? Are they inside Pensacola? Are they outside? Do you have multiple locations? Those kinds of questions that are very important. And then, of course, what do you want them to do? You want them to call? You want them to go to your website?
There you go.
Send an email, fill out a form. We can drive people to do those things.
Okay. Well, we want you to keep listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.
Talking. All action.
Brian Frowitz is here, 850-437-1620. There's still time for your questions. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. And we're back with Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Wrapping it up here, Brian, is there anything you wanted to mention? Because I love this idea of advertising not just to Pensacola, but also the outside areas.
Yeah, we talked a lot about outside the area. If your jurisdiction, your geography, your targeted audience is 200 or 300 miles away, today we were using the example of a resort, for instance, where people might travel 200, 300 miles to get here. We have ways to do that, and they are, it's fun to sit down and really provide, like I sent this email this week, last week. We have come up with an idea that I am so excited to share with you. I can't wait to see you. When can we meet?
There you
know?
Go.
And that's kind of the vibe that we want to bring, because what we do is pretty unique at ADX Digital. And obviously, we have a lot of ways to hit inside Pensacola as well, including and first and foremost, the amazing radio stations that you're listening to are market leaders in Pensacola. If you want to drill down and get more specific and more detailed, we have a lot of ways to do that. We talk about that all the time. If you're listening to this online as a podcast afterwards, just search ADX in there and listen to all the different podcasts between Tasca and I. There's a lot of information. We can go just as deep as you want to go. We try to keep it simple because we know how detailed and confusing it can potentially get. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of conversations that we like to have with people in that 30-minute sit down and kind of assess what your needs are, get to know your business a little bit. And the way to get that is to give Jeff Wayne a call here at the station, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. And ask for Jeff Wayne and say, I want to have one of those digital sit-downs I was hearing about on the radio today with Brian.
There you go. Thank you so much. It's Brian Prowitz. He's one of our marketing consultants here with ADX Digital. Thanks for coming in on Monday morning, Brian.
Didn't even scratch the surface.
I know. So much to talk about. But we'll be back again with this segment next week.
Sounds good, Meg.
And in the meantime, like you said, you can find it on our website at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcasts and Pensacola Expert Panel.